Hi, you're listening to The Truth Brothers. This is Tony Love of Hot Topics Talk Radio. If you're not listening to The Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. I'm tired of hearing fools complaining about chairs and beauty shops.
It's Truth Brothers Radio.
Happy Monday. It's that time again, and we here on Bears Night.
Mm-hmm.
Missing the game for you guys because we don't care that much. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-502. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, man. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And at the chat room, wide open, the door is open. Come on, walk in, make your comments.
All that.
Yep, all that. How's it going, man?
Man, it's all good, man. Had a good day, you know. Had a good weekend. I can't front at all, man. You know, got the locks retwisted. I'm feeling real good right now, and got to see a couple movies over the weekend. So yeah, life is good. Man. Can't complain. Talk to some people I ain't talked to in a long time.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all that needs to be said. Let's leave it at that.
No doubt. Yeah. My week, man, my weekend was good. I got just buckled down, got a lot of work done, man.
Uh-huh.
It was a little rough getting here, but none of that matters. Nothing can spoil this week for me.
Nothing. What's happening?
Nothing can spoil this week.
Why not?
Cuz Friday,
you got
that ain't even gonna do
it. Yeah.
Friday, Jack. Ye God.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for this 2 years. I'm all about the Friday.
You ready?
The Dark World.
Yeah.
Dark World.
Loki's way.
The hammers will be swinging. That's all I'm saying.
Well, in case y'all don't know what he's talking about.
Everybody knows.
Thor 2 will be opening this Friday. That was a sign for me to tell you, get your tickets in advance. Anything is good.
Hey, it's good. It's a good time right now.
Hey, he better hold on, cause the soup. He got a bar.
He gonna knock that bar over.
The soup did happen. So,
but they start throwing trains and
yeah.
My boy gonna be all right.
Shout out to Sam Lee, man, big soup fan, man.
Sam, yeah, in July, Sam got to geek out. Boy, Sam had his big T-shirt with his S on at work.
Yeah.
Even my boss
had the suit.
Had his big S on. I was like, yeah. So I told him, say, Friday, ask me where my official branded apparel is.
There you go.
Not going to happen.
You'll be wearing what?
I'm going to be wearing Ye God. That's all I'm saying. It's going to be him like he just slapped the shit out of you.
With the
thunder. I got half of mine to go to work with the hammer and say, get thee gone, you peasant, and do me work.
You know, if I was you, I would roll in there with
with the hammer.
With the hammer, man. I would if I was you, but then again, I'm an ass, so that's just me. I had to tell somebody today, like, I understand that I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk.
You accepted it.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
Why don't they embrace it? They act so surprised. You've known me for 7 years. Embrace it.
No, you know what's crazy? I told her I'm a jerk, but I'm not a bogus I'm not a bogus person. That's the difference.
Right. True, but yeah, we funny. At like last week,
yeah,
kind of got off the rail. Kind of got off the rail. Got tripped a little bit. But we're not. I'm not going to pay my child support, jerky.
There you go. That's the whole thing.
We're not. No.
We're not.
Let the kids starve.
We're not. Look, we say we want. We offend people sometimes. Hey, it is. It is. That's jerk. That's
can't
the
make
jerk
an
problem.
Omelet.
There you go. But we're not effed up individuals. We do the most, like, we're not disrespectful of it to an extent. Just say that. We're not heartless. There
right.
we go. We're not heartless.
Right.
We care. True
right.
brothers. Our arms are short, but we'll still hug you. There it is.
Yeah.
That should be the end. Again, guys, second hour.
Second hour.
Yeah.
Are you following, man? Or?
Yeah. God.
That's the question.
Are you following, man? God, that's second hour, of course. Hope everybody tunes in so we can get cracked.
Yeah, hope so.
All right. So
don't look like it right now.
we facing an empty room. True brothers, bears are on. And we are facing an empty room.
Hey, this is you can say whatever you want.
Yep. Be one. Did they say what? Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, you'll catch it on the record.
But who we hollering at?
All right, we got to holler at Lonnie Irby, Roderick Gage, Joseph Gully, Jawanza, what's cracking? Denicia Booth, Jonathan Sarai. Hey, y'all. Nunu Azar. Again, Marquita Williams. Hey. Sid Johnson, Corey Sosa, Marvin, Jason, Justin, Kyrie, Heavy. What's up with y'all? Hope y'all chilling, listening to True Brothers. Don't
yeah.
look like it.
Yeah. Whatever. Usually Sydney be right there.
Yeah.
She be sitting there and eyes get empty.
Nothing.
Everybody's in Lambo.
Pretty much. Or in Lambo or Limbo, whichever one. For DJs B days, we got Maylin, Destiny Hampton. What's going on? Tony, Hot Topics. We got Jerry Kelly.
All right,
oh man, birthday. Heather Peace, our favorite person. Red Summer's birthday is this week. What's going on?
Hey, Red.
Al Taylor, my boy Kells. That's my boy. What's going on, man? Happy birthday, Lil Nora McKnight. I actually played ball with her in eighth grade, man. No joke.
Really?
Yeah, she could hoop. We knew which way she was heading in life, though, because she was with boys all the time. So, you know, she went, what's her name, route? The big, tall girl that can dunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And Brother Justin.
I'm sorry, I'm still on red.
Anyway, man, just threw me off. Brother Justice, happy birthday, man.
The Justice.
I was on red. Damn. Giggity giggity.
Yes. No. No.
Oh yeah. Hey.
No, Red. No.
Oh, why not?
Giggity giggity
giggity. You don't want to do that.
To who? To Red? This one.
All right. Here we go. This y'all scare true.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Bob.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by
there you go.
Eyes in my head. The Wong thing. Confessions of an Asian stripper. Written, directed by Some Young Ho.
There you go. And Jason Collins, reversible condom. Use one side, reverse it, then let your friend get in.
Oh, my Pepper's old pepper. Sometimes the salt ain't as tangy as it used to be. Pepper. All right. Come on, Bam. Just give me one tonight, please. Let's get that out the way.
Tillman's peanut picking cup. Gotta have good knees to pick a peanut. Tell me. We in trouble, y'all. We are in trouble, y'all.
Tell Miss Peanuts. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. We got to do this. Cheerleader pleads guilty to pimping out underage squad members.
There you go. It's hazing.
You know it.
It's hazing. You want to be part of the squad.
Pull your boob out.
To grandpa.
Bad grandpa.
To grandpa. We don't sell candy here. But in our, we don't sell candy.
But we'll sell a girl named Candy. She's
perfect. Giggity, let's have sex.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. A former cheerleader at a suburban Minneapolis high school pled guilty Friday to three prostitution counts, admitting she persuaded a younger girl to sell herself for sex, then pocketed the money.
It didn't even go to the squad.
Oh, not to y'all. Not for you.
Mean girls. Wow. God. Come on, people.
Hennepin County prosecutor said Montina Parker turned down a deal in which she could have anywhere from 45 months to 60 months in prison. Instead, attorneys will urge her or will argue over her sentence at hearing in October.
She wanted to stand on her innocence.
Parker pleaded guilty to one count of third-degree soliciting a minor to practice prostituting, first-degree sex trafficking of a minor, and first-degree prostitution of a minor. Woo! That's law and take your order. According to pick which one you want. According to the statement from prosecutors, Parker admitted that in last March, she told 16-year-old fellow cheerleader at she told a 16-year-old fellow cheerleader at Hopkins High School that the girl could earn prostitution.
We'll make some money.
Like, remember when Butters was pimped? Oh my God!
It's easy. Put that book down. You don't need all that studying.
See that mouth on you? You could get a big cheese
too.
They pay you for that. I got a gal here, light skin, wears a red shirt with yellow diamonds on him. His name starts with a Q. He's been looking at you all night.
There you go. How would you like to make
$1 million?
She got that $1 million. Anyway, you heard that song, man? After the girl agreed, Parker said she placed an ad for the girl online. Took her to an apartment where the girl was paid for oral sex. The girl
got to start somewhere. Hold on. I know you're anxious, but you got, hey, slow down. I'm going to start you slow first.
Yeah. Started from the tip. Now you're here. Wow. The girl gave $60 to Parker, who kept the money.
Well, there you go. One for you, two for me.
You big dummy.
The next day, Parker drove the girl to another apartment, but the girl didn't do what the man asked her to.
Would you quit? She went in, right? She went in.
Yeah.
And then she came back. What is anal?
What's
you
anal?
You don't know what it is.
Oh, that's painful. That's what that is.
Let me tell you what it is. She found out it was.
And then that's when the booty left behind us. You know, I run so fast on the cartoon. Hennepin County District Court Judge William Coach accepted the guilty pleas, but said he wanted an October hearing because he had concerns and wants more information according to the state.
Yeah. Make sure his clothes is on under that robe. I'm a sentence you, but I'm a wait because I want some more info.
I need the evidence of the oral.
I need to. We'll start oral arguments in a month.
Get a job ready.
Wow.
The prosecutor said Parker told the
woman
he felt guilty, regretful, and remorseful.
I'm sorry. I got caught.
I'm guilty. I regret the fact she got me, and I'm remorseful that the girl couldn't handle her own business. It's hard out here for
she
a
she wanted to make money. Waiting for her to make money.
A message left with Parker's attorney was not immediately returned Friday. According to the criminal complaint, Parker posted as a girl's mother and took her out of school. The girl, 18-year-old.
What slum fool is this?
Hopkins slum.
What 18-year-old? I'm the girl's mama. You get out here. Come on, you got work to do.
Yeah, I'm not helping this time.
Wow.
You're on your own.
Wow.
The girl's mother called police. Took her out of school. The girl's mother called police after she noticed changes in the daughter's behavior.
Like she can't sit down. Like she can't sit down.
What's that rattling in your tummy? That's a baby.
Oh, my God.
And check the girl's cell phone.
Dumbass.
Finding messages between Parker and the girl. Hopkins High School said it took immediate...
Did you spend that 60 yet? Oh, my God. Did you spend that 60 yet?
Hopkins High School has said it took immediate action when it heard the charges and followed its disciplinary...
took immediate action or took an immediate order.
Hey.
Why
permanently removing students from a student from the campus? So the kid, Miss Pimp-a-Lot, is gone.
She don't need to be around the other kids.
Yeah,
just separate her.
I didn't do what the girl told me.
There it is. That queue is empty. That queue is as empty as that girl's head is.
Parker's. Oh, I was gonna go there.
Yeah.
Parker's prostitute. For girls who like R. Kelly.
Girls on the go. Oh, my God.
Hope your booty's ready for Parker's prostitute.
Wow.
Whatever.
All right. Yep. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back, Truth Brothers.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Bring it back. Now double your money.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. You may know for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received 2 George McNeil Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
Brothers Radio.
You know me. Me they put out 14, I mean. Reload my next magazine, I mean. And move them mouths in steam, I mean. So for them I move sideways and lean, I mean. Can't come out when man clean, I mean. We not like them colonial regime, I mean. Ethiopian not like Mussolini, I mean. Me queen of Iraq and come in, I mean. And jump on me big trampoline, I mean. And boot up our self-esteem, I mean.
Truth Brothers Radio. And in the second hour, we will be getting into, are you following man or God?
I guess we ain't getting followed at all.
No, we're not getting man. It is.
It's that game.
It's an empty room.
Damn
it's
you,
an
man.
Empty room.
We'll keep it up. We'll keep up the
Even Tony said, no, they in Lambo. Ain't nothing good going to happen in Lambo.
It's Tony's sparing our feelings right now, and that's cool. And so is, and shout out to Justice, got that Boston win.
Yeah, got that
together.
Boston
so,
win.
You know, shouts out to the brother over there. I mean, even though he said he's not their fan, but whatever. He's there. Your city won. Enjoy life.
That's right. That's right. For sure. Hey, look, man, it's so empty on this board. We can pretty much do anything.
Oh, well, hey.
Next person call, I'm giving them 500. Next person call, 500.
Dollars?
Pennies. But there it is.
Because you can.
Because
next
person call. Runs the show for a week. There you go.
You're an idiot. You're stupid.
Oh, my girl, Kelly Ann Garcia, teacher,
mm-hmm.
charged with buying sex toy with female student and repeatedly having sex with her for the next several days.
I like it.
Hey, she wanted to make sure her education was intact. Houston, Texas, Kelly Ann Garcia, a 29-year-old teacher at Hastings High School, has been jailed after she allegedly had sex with a 16-year-old female student. Obviously, that 16-year-old gets around.
Hey, yeah, loving it.
Just
I want to. That's like
she gets a round.
Guess who's back, boy?
Right.
Underageness.
Right. According to police, a relationship developed between Garcia and the 16-year-old student after the two met through a mutual friend in March of this year.
Martina, the girl who.
The 18-year-old. Hey, Miss Garcia, I know what you're looking for. Let me introduce you to my girl.
Giggity, let's have sex.
Boing.
Yep. Investigators say Garcia would then stay after school with the student working on various projects.
Of course.
Even though Garcia was not the student's teacher.
Of course.
At one
not.
Point, Garcia repeatedly approached the girl's parents and told them she would like to mentor their daughter. I've got an active, very active interest in your child. She's got potential.
And an ass for days. That girl got potential and she's thick like an ox. I want her.
The relationship quickly changed, however, when Garcia invited the student to Starbucks and informed her that she's been having erotic dreams about her. About a week later, Garcia told the student she had broken up with her boyfriend and the two expressed feelings for each other. Kicked her man to the curb.
Oh, yeah. I'm done with him. I'm ready to lick on you. Like, that.
Trust. That's so wrong.
Whatever, man. I'm there.
That's so wrong.
Go ahead. Finish first.
The following day, according to the arrest report, Garcia and the student got together and spent the evening passionately kissing. The next day, Garcia and the student went to Cat's Boutique and a sex shop where Garcia purchased a sex toy.
A whip.
It's better than one.
And a dildo.
There you go. And charged it with her credit card. Then Garcia drove the student back to her apartment where the two started to get it in. Getting ready. Yeah, that's the extra homework assignments. The victim told investigators that she and Garcia had engaged in sex multiple times and had met over the next few days. The alleged affair came to light when the teen bragged about their relationship to other students. Can't keep your mouth shut for nothing.
Oh, not these days. I could keep my mouth. Girl, it was good. Ate it for hours.
Oh, I ain't worried about detention. Aren't you going to class? No, I'm not worried about it. I can get a pass.
I don't. It's going around, man. And
wait, it gets worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The word eventually reached school administrators who contacted the police.
Right.
Detectives say Garcia continued to see the student even through the damn investigation.
Yep.
They came to talk to her. Mrs. Garcia, may we talk to you?
Yes, you can. I'm going to keep hitting her.
Are y'all in a relationship? No. Who are you texting? Her?
Nah, I was just asking her, did she want to eat today?
She'll see it if she was hungry.
Because I got a nice bird.
How do you keep it going while the investigation? Hey, no, nothing's going to stop this love. No.
I'd bone that kid. Anyway.
Y'all, okay, look, I know what you're here for. I understand. It's wrong. I know it's wrong. But I'll be damned if I let an ass like that go.
I'll let it go past me and pull it on this dildy. What is it? There's nothing wrong with that. Bought a strap on. No.
Strap on. That's the damn truth.
Strap on.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
Okay. I don't stop.
The investigators were able to. Oh, here we go. It's going off rails. The investigators were able to recover the receipt from Cat's Boutique showing that she had purchased a sex toy on the day the victim indicated. Detectives also obtained phone records, text messages, and photographs of Garcia and the teen kissing.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. She was released after posting a $60,000 bond.
She paid that $60,000.
And went back on a date with her.
Yep. Yeah, man, I just bought that with the $60,000. Don't worry about it. I'm still taking it.
Hello, listener. We got one.
All right.
We got one. Bears are not important. Thanks for hanging out with the Truth Brothers. We appreciate it.
Yeah, they just missed the story of the teen getting it in with another, with a teacher. But it seems like that's just the trend now, though. Like,
And it used to be the male teachers. The female teachers done just blew the male teachers out the water.
I didn't even know. Like, one, yeah, you're right. But it was when it was with the male teachers, it was kind of sad. Like, you know.
The male teachers is always, I mean, first off, that's been going on since there's been high school.
Right.
With the male teachers.
Right.
It's always been on the down low, on the hush.
Mm-hmm.
The females got into the game and said, they ain't hushing nothing.
Oh, yeah. I let it be known.
They are taking the boys and the girls.
And I'd bone that kid anywhere. That's what she said.
I'm going to give him a geography lesson.
All right. Let me show you where the mountains are.
This is the mountain, and there's the valley. Now go to the river. Take a drink. Wow.
We're going there.
Come on! Boo on you, sir!
We're headed down that road. Well, speaking of this really quick, well, I'm going to say this and we'll go to a break. We're going to come back with math teacher gets 8 to 15 years in prison for sex with 4 teenage students. We'll be right back. True Brothers Radio.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming
True
to.
True Brothers Radio.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without applause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, winning up a gentleman. You were styling, you know it's time again. See the enemy, tell them to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for peace. Eat a 90-piece bucket, you can tell. He's been to Clucking Bell. Chicken is a bird with a tiny brain. So we assume he doesn't feel any pain. We shrink their heads down, we breed them high. Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're psychotic crazy.
Clucking Bell. If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
Brothers Radio.
First of all, I don't know who y'all saw on this stage before me. I don't know who y'all going to see on this stage after me. So, but this is real hip-hop.
But, man, hey, look, True Brothers Radio, we go off the rails sometimes, bees like that. But we're back, and in case you guys didn't know, the second hour conversation is, are you following man of God? It's a good question. We're going to get into a lot of things and ask a lot of questions. It's what we do here at True Brothers Radio.
There you go.
Now, before we went on, I was a brother right there, was saying something about a teacher getting it in with a student. And it just happened before we went on break. I had read a title of Math Teacher Gets 8 to 15 in prison for sex with four teenage students.
Four of them.
He's got a harem. Nah, because she don't play. Yeah, she don't play.
Man, these females.
Where were they?
When
young Devon was just trying to get it out there.
When a young brother was just trying to make it to class, where were they?
Shout out to Miss Scott, wherever she is
I'd
right now.
I kept my mouth shut.
Dude, you wouldn't have. Nope, I would not. I'd tell her if she picked me up and it had to been down the street. Like,
I'd have been like, don't talk to me. Don't mess this up. I'll see you after Speed Racer.
Darkwing Duck song. We'll get up.
I know. At 5 o'clock.
Can I call you Miss Robinson? Yeah, that's gonna be nice, man.
Oh.
Jamila Love Williams, a former algebra teacher at Michigan High School, will speak.
Do the math. Do the math.
We're gonna add that, subtract that condom.
I can't carry your baby if you got the condom. We're going to screw up. We're going to screw this thing all the way up.
No half-assing with Miss Williams.
Dumbass. Oh, my God. Why make just one mistake? Compound them.
Like fractions.
Wow.
Jamila Love Williams, a former algebra teacher at a Michigan high school, will spend 8 to 15 years in prison for her in the affair with four teenage students. Woo-wee!
Four.
She ran.
She's a player.
I don't care.
The captain of the football team is only juggling two.
Right.
She got four.
The mothers of the pig. Notice there's no fathers in there.
Fathers are mad.
That they wasn't there?
The father, oh, the fuck, come on. Yeah, you let a female teacher get your dog, you're going to be hopping mad. You're not going to be who? Well, you're going to be mad.
She got boys.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They're all guys.
That's my boy. Good old Todd.
Doing it with his dad. Anyway,
the mothers are hopping mad. The dads are, hey, come here and get a beer with your old man. Watch this bed game.
You've earned this beer.
You've earned my respect.
This bud's for you.
Boy, did you use a cup. All right. No, enough said.
Nope. All right. You might have a teacher baby. That's my boy.
That's how we got you.
Little Han Solo Burger. That's what, yo, anybody who hasn't seen That's My Boy with Adam Sandler, you'll get that. That was funny. The mother of her victims who were between 15 and 16 at the time of the...
Keep the ages close.
Don't want to don't want to send them out.
Don't want one of them maturing too fast.
Had a bitter word, had bitter words for the woman, for Miss Williams, who's 36 years old.
Yeah, because mom can't tell them boys nothing no more.
Woo! That boy.
No, they are walking around beating their chest.
And they think.
They are.
Because Miss Williams locked up, they can't get to it.
They are going through withdrawal.
Dude.
Cocoa Puffs again.
I'll be back.
Walk upstairs and slam the door.
Where's your warm mitt? I need that. Toast it for me.
Mom, where is my oven mitt?
Toast it.
That's what.
You're a sick, sadistic child molester. You don't deserve to be
a dad. Wait. What the mother said again.
The mother said, you are a sick, sadistic child molester.
With great legs. That's the dad.
With great legs. You don't deserve to be our society.
Thank you. He's cutting the grass now.
You're a predator.
Good hunting. Goodwill hunting. That boy is shaving now. That boy is using me razor.
I'm all out of Gillette thanks to you.
Oh, those poor little girls. Got nothing coming no more. There's no stopping them dudes. Them girls got nothing coming. What do you mean you won't go out with me?
Please. You remember?
Never mind. I come to see your mother.
That's fine. Oh, she'll take Jerome. Jerome like the older ladies who don't play them games. You are, you befriended all of us, but what the mother said. According to Michigan
that
Live.
That gets close to your son. Wow.
Befriended all of us. Mothers, while in the back of your head, you wanted to do our boy.
Oh, front of the teacher.
That was... Okay, let me finish this. Williams was charged.
Did his math scores go up is what I want to know.
Does it matter? He passed. I don't care what happened.
His
he passed.
SATs went up through the roof.
Williams was charged with 3 counts of third-degree criminal conduct and 1 count of second-degree criminal sexual assault. She pled guilty, no contest to all 4 charges in September.
There was no contest. She's the winner.
According to Grand Rapids Police, William had sex with the victims in a variety of locations. In a car, a gold corral.
Are you serious?
Dude, let me read this song.
No.
Here's these locations.
You'll never use the salad bar again, I bet.
In a car, in a gold corral restaurant, in an alley. At least in one boy's home, the one mother claimed the teacher even had sex with her son in a classroom.
Giggity, giggity, let's have sex.
Well,
yes, sir.
William,
Madam Quagmire.
Where we talked for 6 years.
6 years.
At the
no discipline problems at that school.
All Miss Williams' boys students is all right. They are... Hey, man, they all know, hey, man, shut up. You're ruining it for all of us.
Yep.
Hey, we
the eighth graders done told the sixth graders, hey, don't run down the hall. Hey, trust me. Just don't run down the hall. Be
cool.
You got who? Bro.
And you're pretty? Oh, she's going to love you guys.
Get that Justin Timberlake haircut. She likes it.
No, she's black. But anyway. She is. She's black.
Are you?
No, I'm not playing. She's black. And, yeah. She's not a goof. She's not a goof bear. She looks like new calm.
Sister.
Yeah, she went there. She's black.
Black school.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't going for the little teeny. No,
basketball.
She went for Rose. She went straight for Rose.
Like a young Derrick Rose.
That party started.
Oh.
All right. At the sentencing, Williams apologized for her behavior, but instead,
I can't help it.
Did you see Rose dunk and point to Miss Williams? I did him good. He got me super good. She, but insisted she insisted that she's not a predator. I did not pray.
I'm an enabler.
No, I didn't pray on those young men. I'm sure she didn't.
They prayed to her.
It was like, Miss Williams, you are looking good today. Boy, meet me at that Golden Corral in an hour. You going to get a good one. Salad bar. I call it a salad
bar. Hey, Craig. How you following, man? Oh, God.
It was initially thought that Williams only had affairs with two students, but the dental victims came forward during the police
investigation. Hey, I'm testifying on her behalf. She was the best teacher I ever had.
According to WZZN, Williams is herself a mother of four children, ages 3 to 19, and in September to a pair
the
of...
poor 19-year-old.
Yeah. In September...
Trey is catching it.
Whoa. And in September, a pair of 16-year-old twins. Now she's not allowed to have supervised contact with her children younger than 16 and must report and rest register as a sex offender. That's wrong, man. Where was Miss Williams when young Devon was dunking in basketball? Where was Miss Williams?
This is where we need Producer Supreme to reel this story back. Because it's too much to stop wrong. Can't see the other stuff.
I can't see it.
I've been like, boy, why are you going to tell on her? Your brother is finna go in there. Why is she
telling? And there's a parent-teacher conference next week that I got to get to. And if she don't want me to tell on her, she better get with a good
put
around.
That one in the terrible truth, man.
Oh, yeah, that's going in there. I got to show you her.
Yes, you do.
She's nice. She's...
Wow. Yeah.
What they won't do, do for love.
They've tried everything.
Yeah, but it just wasn't... Man, it's no way in hell.
I don't get it.
She wouldn't have got a peep out of me. Where was they at, man? Where were these teachers when young... Miss Scott.
We ran another one out.
Whatever.
They just slammed the door on the way out.
It was the floor door at that. But, man. Whatever. I'm there.
Yeah, well, this will bring you back. Right. This one will bring you back. Guaranteed.
That day.
Ja'Kara Carey.
Who?
Ja'Kara Carey.
Okay.
Jailed after officers find packs of smokes and lighter hidden inside her vagina.
Yes, sir.
Can't
have those in here, man.
Louisville, Kentucky. Uh-huh. Garrett Carey, 34-year-old Kentucky woman has been jailed after she allegedly packed cigarettes and a lighter into her vagina and attempted to sneak them into jail.
Hot coochie.
Because they are going through my man. I'm trying to keep his butt safe.
Cooch, what they called them. I can't believe it.
Menthol.
It's the unfresh.
According to police, Carey was being processed into jail last week when the body image scanner alerted to a foreign object hidden inside her genital area. Oh, she was going to jail.
Oh, okay.
So she needs some bartering tools.
Yeah, keep them boys off you.
Because really, is it that serious for Newports? When officers asked Carey about the object, she told them she had a lighter inside her vagina.
Oh.
Then reached into her pants to retrieve it. Hold on. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it, Rock. Got to get another hack. He reached. She reached. It's up. And ta-da!
That's for you.
Carrie was then whisked away into strip search room where the female's officer removed crack pipe from her clothing, then retrieved a lighter and a pack of cigarettes unopened from her vagina. Square.
For you. Nice.
Carrie was charged additionally with promoting contraband drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with physical evidence. She's a real genius.
Is what she is. I don't blame her. Because sometimes smokes to keep the people off you in that prison system, man. It keeps that.
That's what you think it was.
I ain't no chance how it on it, man.
Or did she just have it when she was gonna pull them out? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
rough up in here.
I don't think that was. I think she really was just on some. You know what? Just in case, here, take these. Take that.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, I believe that was more or less. I believe for the most part, that's what it was. I don't think she was trying to get too acquainted with the people in there. If you know, because when you first get to, I don't know, I've never been through the prison system, don't plan on going.
Right.
But when you're first getting in there, you kind of want to make sure you got some protection, I'm assuming. Like, hey,
one pack ain't going
to
do it.
But that's enough to get you through the day of, man, look, first day, keep me protected, please. I don't want nobody looking at me funny. Whatever.
Women.
You don't think the women do that?
I don't think they worry about it. Like, guys have to worry about it.
I think they do, man. It's women. I saw Scared Straight, Beyonce Scared Straight, too. And, yeah.
Return of the Scared.
Yeah, but nah,
Beyonce Scared Straight, too.
Yeah.
Return of the Scared with my man.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
And that's the lady talking. That's Ice Melt. But yeah, it gotta be hard to go through that prison system and not know what you're getting yourself into. So why not, if she watching movies, then why not walk in there with a pack of smokes and say, hey, I heard this what get people off. That's just my opinion.
I got, how many come in a pack?
2, 4, 6, 12.
10 or 12. I got 12. 12 days.
Whatever.
I guess. Whatever.
I'm just saying. That's just part of my initial.
I think it's just flat out loserdom.
To pack smokes in prison?
Pack it in your crotch.
How else you gonna
women to do that? Women to do that? I don't know, man. Whatever.
I don't know what women do. Well, anyway.
Said winners.
Oh well, no, I don't think so. Whatever. But this is something I found to be funny, and it happened last week. And I wanted to read it after we was talking about the dude who wanted to his virginity, his booty.
Virginity. Oh, my man!
Yeah,
Pettis, shut him up.
You
the man who wrecked our show. That story drove the show right into a ditch.
You made me lose my story. You're an idiot.
My man Petter killed our show.
Oh,
but we doing better. The Bears are killing our show right now.
Yeah, they're tragic.
It is.
Whoever
yeah.
calls gets a grand. Light up that line right
you
now,
go.
You get a grand.
Next person call gets $100,000 in the next 2 seconds.
See how I'm not calling?
Yep. Poof.
Chris Brown.
Breezy. My man Breeze. What did the Breeze, who did the Breeze punch now?
The gay fan. Chris. Ow.
Not there.
Give me a junk punch, Chris.
I
came looking for man's butt.
Keep it. Now spit on it.
Hit it like you hate it. Oh, God. Oh, he's lost it. He's lost it, people. Oh. You got to knock the table. Oh. Oh, we're doing this for an empty room. That's the same.
Get mad at it. That's a- Let me get my composure back. Okay, alrighty.
Chris Brown arrested on and arrested Chris Brown arrested and thrown in jail for assaulting gay fans.
God, my head hurts.
A fun night at Howard Homecoming Party ended terribly for Chris Brown after he was arrested and charged with felony assault. According to reports last night, Chris Brown hosted a party for the 14th nightclub before he headed to his hotel room around 4:30 a.m. It was there that he got into an argument with a man and allegedly began punching him. Period. That's it.
Not that fond of your song.
He and his bodyguard were handcuffed and thrown into jail where Chris will spend the rest of his day. Of the day. I'm sorry. Of course, according to TMZ, TMZ just spoke with the victim. He tells Chris broke his nose and made him hard. And he may need surgery as early as tomorrow morning. The victim confirmed.
Money.
The victim confirmed he and a friend photobombed the two women who were taking a picture with Chris when Chris went nuts. Oh, the joke's right there. The victim says he's not a Chris Brown fan and was just hanging with a couple of girls at the hotel when he saw the singer outside. The victim says he doesn't understand why Brown would be so homophobic with to hurl such a slur. Ah, this don't make sense.
The slur. Just hurled it.
And get this. The victim says he would have accepted an apology at the scene, but now he will absolutely press charges. Okay, before I continue this story. Yes, sir. That makes no sense. Let me go back.
Not a lick.
Chris Brown and his bodyguard was cuffed. If I'm Chris Brown... Why and I'm so upset that not a picture I was taking, a fan of mine was taking a picture and you photobombed it. Don't care. It's going in her camera phone. It doesn't have anything to do with what I'm shooting. Photobomb, for those who don't know, is when somebody comes behind the picture and just makes a face or whatever all the way in the back and blow the picture up. It's not as good. So that
you can digitize out. Hell, people's iPhones
can
digitize them out.
You saw
now.
The graduation with the dude
right.
Show with his boxes. So why would one with Chris Brown get so mad at that? That's one. Two, he said he hurled a slur. Was that before or after he punched you?
Before, when he said, you figgity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then punched.
And then got to.
But again, here's another thing that don't make sense. If Chris takes a picture with fans, normally Chris is going to roll around with a bodyguard. They're going to make sure that area, per se, is kind of like, hey, watch.
Well,
don't
maybe this was a spur of the moment thing, though.
Right, but here's the thing. Even if you're a celebrity, and you're stepping away from the VIP section for a second, your bodyguard is going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So if Chris is going through the crowd taking a picture, the dude has photo bomb from the back of it and he sees it and Chris says, hey man, what you doing? The bodyguard's going to get to him first.
So why didn't Tiny do his job?
Yeah. Or Tiny did his job, and then he's just trying to throw Chris in there with it. Your Fizz Naive. That's what I'm thinking. So that just don't make sense to me. I'm just, you know, it's either in or there, you know.
How do you feel, America?
First person to call and say Chris Brown gets 100 grand. That's what you say. The first person to call and says Chris Brown gets 100 grand.
In the next 2 seconds. Time's up. All right.
This seems to be the story that was told to the cops as well. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ how the fight was triggered. Two women approached Brown in front of the W Hotel and asked to take a picture with him. As the picture was taken, two men rushed over and to get in the photo were told Chris, that's my rap. As the pic was about to be taken, two men rushed over to get in the photo. We're told Chris then said, I'm not into this gay shit. I'm into boxing. Makes no sense again. Like,
what a dumbass.
Big old tough Chris. I'm into boxing. Let me show you.
And threw a punch at the alleged victim. Fight was taken to the ground. Okay, I'm done with that story, man. That makes no sense. You rushed into the picture and Chris said,
I believe he did it.
I don't believe that. It's just dumb. But you believe, seriously. Now, Grant,
no, I believe it was set up. I could believe it was. I don't think it was set up. I don't know. He's got a notorious temper. I think you could have just, you idiot. Let Tiny clunk their heads together.
That's
been moving.
But that's what I'm saying. If Tiny was there and Tiny did his job, if you're going to arrest Chris, why are you arresting his bodyguard? You think
because they both jumped, both dudes.
I don't know. You're not suing the bodyguard. You're suing Chris.
The bodyguard don't have the money. Why would I sue the bank guard when I can sue the bank?
Man, let me say something. I walked up to Kevin Hart and say, what's up, bro? And you short. And the bodyguard punches me. Hey.
You're suing
the bodyguard.
Oh.
I can't sue Kevin.
No man is catching it.
Well, how are you going to sue Kevin for what the bodyguard?
Because they work for him. And he represents. When you sue McDonald's because one dude went off with the baseball bat.
For handing you the fake 50.
Either way, I digress. Whatever.
So, yeah.
How the Bears doing?
Yeah,
0-0. We come back. We go get it up.
Whatever.
I guess me and you all have this conversation of are you following man or God?
Really?
That's all it seems to be here.
We'll just go as we feel.
There you go. True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. One thing I know when it's real, they get scared. Gotta save it for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or help. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in there.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'll be going on vacation. See, the thing is, if you're about to be up out this biatch, get Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your troll on? From the interior to the exterior, you've got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss inside this mofo all over this East Coast, West Coast. It don't matter. Nia, we'll get to your hoe and back lickety split. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep it be crying. Yeah, you thought it would rain. So bring a towel, because if it doesn't, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta Coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and about. You going? We fly you there. You in? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth, brothers. Truth, brothers. Radio. We're back, and again, and this is Devon telling you, you guys can tune in, 818-514-1202. That's the number to join the conversation. And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. We will join the conversation, whether it is, are you following man? Here's the thing. Me personally, the way this story came about is we was talking and we would got a comment from one of our listeners, Sydney Johnson, shout out to Sydney, who saw this show, Preachers of L.A. Now, this show, I caught a couple of YouTube clips and I see all everybody, you know, with the one priest walks around with a dog. They got Dietrich Hatton, all of these other little, I call them pimps to the pool. That's what everybody who I know calls them. And in this concept, I'm wondering, like, why do women who see these preachers have this flash lifestyle, do all these outlandish and overly extravagant things? Why they're following these preachers? That is something that seems to boggle my mind. Now, you go to this church, toss this dude up there yelling out of a book, toss him all your money,
all of it.
And next thing you know, you're broke, but you say, I'm waiting on God's blessing because this man told you it's coming. Don't get that. Don't understand that.
There you go. That's what we're about to get into. So 818-541-202 is the number. Yeah. Feel free to call in. Yeah. Tell your truth. Chat room is open.
Already.
Did you?
Yeah, I ran that. We even brought up Preachers of Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, all right. Listen.
Not yeah, me. I know, right.
They not, but you can. But no, see, here's the thing. Like I was saying, I was watching the, we were saying it brought up by one of the listeners who said, hey, man, y'all need to cover it because this Preacher of L.A. crap is out. And
yeah, have you seen it?
I caught a YouTube clip of it, and them dudes
don't like
living,
it.
No, it's like.
Don't like it.
It's openly your religion, not your. Your religion.
Yeah, no, we're talking to people, yeah, the empty
it's
room out there.
Mark your religion. So how can you just, oh, man, Dietrich Hatton and all these other dudes, and y'all like, yeah, they this, they that. And these dudes.
How
right,
can you
come,
give to a dude named Creflo Dollar?
I don't know. It's like me giving money to Bishop Brown Magic Wine.
Right.
Yeah.
In a dollar suit.
Yeah. That's what I don't get.
And
yeah,
I know. I think the show draws a nice parallel to say that these bitches and pimps aren't too dissimilar from each other.
No, and that's what I just said. Like, you know, pimps to the pulpit. How can you? I don't understand. Like, and it's a lot of people gonna call this blasphemy and all type of other things or sacrilegious or whatever. But it's true. Like, if religion is a business, I wouldn't mind getting into it because looking at this, like, it's easy money. Like, and it's wrong to say, but if these preachers having this lifestyle, rock stars, like, I saw one dude, this smart, got four cars, one's a Range, other's like a Ferrari, nice big old house, but he got out with a little hand dog, which I didn't think that was too cool. But, and nobody has a problem with this. None
nobody.
Of these. No, they say, like, it's cool.
said, I want my pastor to look good.
Yeah, and we'll say that's what.
How can you drop a mega church in the middle of a bombed out neighborhood? The mega church, like the shining temple on the hill, and every place else looks like Beirut. How could you be cool with that? How could you be straight with that? And I don't find it as blasphemous. I don't think it's blasphemy. I don't think it's wrong. I think Jesus would have said the same thing.
Didn't he? At a certain point,
I believe when he went in the temple, yeah, and chased out the money changers and overturned all the tables, which is what he got arrested for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was saying. How are y'all sitting here bleeding, hurting people dry of their money, and you're not helping them? You're not raising them. You're not doing nothing but juicing them. And 818-514-1202. We're teasing in the empty room for the Bears game, but we know y'all out there. We do know you're out there.
Right.
So call in, push number one, and get at us, because I don't understand how it's wrong, your religious authority. How do you figure that's wrong?
Because a lot of people feel like it's wrong to question religion altogether. And, I mean,
religion is the number one thing you should question. Religion, to me, is religion, then the government, then your teachers.
That's a higher.
I'm just saying.
See, and that's the thing, though. It's called blind faith in some people's eyes. Like, and I don't believe in that. I believe in everything has an answer. And if you can't give me an answer, then there's no reason for me to follow it. Like,
I don't even think that they should be trying to give you an answer. They should be trying to put you on a path to find your own answers.
But see,
but don't, you don't have to tell me.
But that's the thing.
1 + 1 = 2.
Well, they can show you how to get there.
That's what I'm saying. Put me on the path. That's all you got to do. I'll find my own answers, thank you, because I'm looking for you to get the answers. I'm not learning how to work out the equation for myself. I'm going to just come to you, and you just going to give me what you feel I need to know. That's my problem. Show me how to get, putting me on the path is showing me how to work out the equation for myself.
That you just hit it. That's the thing about the show we're doing today. There aren't following. I believe the path is God. That's what I believe. I believe the path in itself is God, because it's going to make you, it's going to heighten all the, not following the path is not only going to heighten all your senses, it's going to take you to being a better being. There you go. But to go and be told, and people go to this, that's what I said. I don't like going to church, because people, the dude up there is telling you, no, this is what you should do, and if this happens, and that. I just, my opinion, I don't understand the purpose of a church. I heard everybody tell me their purpose, but I just don't understand it myself. I don't get it. Like, if you have to go one place to worship or whatever the case may be.
So if you believe that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, if you do. You know, if you feel like you have to go to one particular place to worship, then that's your thing. Knock yourself out. I don't judge you for what you do. That's your life. That's your path. Me, myself, believing that God is in me, I believe that everywhere I go, I'm worshiping. If I step outside, I'm worshiping. If I talk to anybody, I'm worshiping. If I do,
right now.
Yeah, by sitting here talking to whoever's out there, I'm worshiping. So I don't feel like a need to go to one place, another dude to make me think about, am I living my life right? Because a lot of times people go there for guidance to see if...
But, I mean, I'm okay with that, too, if they're giving guidance. But that preachers of L.A., not guidance.
They're giving you that word, what you believe is pussy. Guidance.
No, that's just...
Yeah, we know
that's
that.
That's just scheming. That's just draining people's soul. That's all that is. None of them dudes is trying to give you the answer, nothing.
But, see, they're giving you the answer that was given to them. I mean, like...
You mean that they come up with to get your money.
I mean, no, it, I wouldn't even like.
I'm not gonna say that every one of them who received some teachings from someone else put them on that path. I believe that greed and lust for money put them on that path.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Who's to say that these preachers, you know, just they were taught as they were younger to, hey, this is it. It's been instilled in you since you were two. And as you, and every week,
yeah,
like, you
I'm
got
not,
your
no,
Steve
I
Harvey.
See a, I see a chance to get money. I see a
that
scheme.
Is chance.
I see somebody who said, I can work an angle. I can work a scheme. I can work a front. Versus someone tried to teach you principles righteously, and this is how it came out. Now, if someone might have said, hey, let me show you how to run this scam. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So you don't believe that, I mean, do you believe that they believe what they're teaching?
Hell
I mean, what
no.
they're preaching? You don't think they believe that?
I believe they believe it when they tell you to put the money in it.
But you don't believe
when they tell you. No.
Really?
No. I believe they tell you what you want to hear. They give you the same scriptures over and over again. They lead you in the same circles every year to keep getting that money.
Wow.
If you got a church that would put somebody out because they didn't pay their tithe, and it ain't about the, it's not about the spiritual guidance. It's not about the knowledge. It's about the money.
And, well, then if that's the case, because I was actually, a story popped up a couple days, about a week ago, where a woman wanted to get her kid christened. And the church wouldn't allow it because she had the baby out of wedlock. And they told her, well, you know what, not going to christen your baby here. Now, and everybody, you had people who was like, that's wrong, it's against it, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you had people who was riding with the pastor's decision, because baby out of wedlock, you can't do this, whatever the case may be. Now, you know, whatever, you know. And my thing is,
again, so you won't let a baby, you're going to take it out on the baby to be christened because of what the mother did, and at the same time, you probably living in a state that is fighting health care.
Probably.
Or a state that's trying to ban abortion. So she didn't abort the baby. Damn it, you can't bless the baby.
See, that's what I was saying. What if the dude who she had the baby by was abusive? What if he treated her bad the pregnancy?
What if he died before
they got married? What if he died before they got married? See, you're saying the baby being born out of the rock, and like, oh, they're saying like she shouldn't have had sex before she was married. And I find that funny because everybody in that church,
a preacher comes to your house, pray. Soon as your husband go work third shift, here he comes.
When he working that dark shift,
when he's the grease mill working that third shift, soon as the car back out the driveway,
Bernie Mac,
the 89 Volvo pulling out the driveway.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
And here he comes
in that 2012 Vet, roaring. How you doing, Miss Parker?
Let's pray. Let's pray, Miss Parker.
On your knees. Now I'ma stand. Lord, bless this woman. Okay, anyway.
Yep.
All right. Cause,
yep.
Yeah,
1-855-141-2202.
Let her get through the healing hands of her husband who's out there working, or do we think he's working?
Right.
Planting them little seeds.
Right. I don't know.
And the dude, and this is crazy. The dude on one of the shows say, hey, man, the preacher of L.A. says, hey, man, you can't fault me for what I'm doing. It's women out here, and they keep coming at me, so how am I supposed to know? Like the dude said that women come to him, and, you know, that just comes with the territory.
Wow.
As a preacher.
Nobody finds this show offensive. Nobody has a problem with this show. Nobody. Nobody is saying, wow, this is really, this does make you question. This make you question your church. This doesn't question. I mean, there's nothing wrong with well, you can. I believe you can take your pastor, put him on the scale. He might come out okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, I hope you would hope that if you weighed him, he's gonna come out kosher.
True.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if your preacher is straight, then there's no problem in asking the question. I believe you're only scared to question, or you're only scared to hold him up to the light because you're scared he's going to buckle.
Yeah. He's not going to have the answers anyway. That's the thing about it. To me, it's a cult. It's an open cult for anybody to follow and give your money up and all that other stuff, because if you hold anything, if you can't answer that dude's question, and a lot of times they're not going to answer questions, and if they do answer your questions, they're going to refer every answer to what they're getting out of that book. Everything is going to come straight from
the book. Well, that's fine. That's they source material.
But
fine. But if you get mad because I asked the question.
That's what we were saying, though, earlier.
If you get mad because I dare ask. That's your answer right there.
A lot of times people like being asked.
There's nothing wrong with weighing the facts. Other religions is quick to point out how the Catholic Church, you know, buckled down on Galileo. Mm-hmm. Galileo said, whoa. The planets don't revolve around the earth. We all revolve around the sun. So y'all got this kind of wrong. But I've done the math here. They shut up.
Yeah.
And he tried to keep teaching it, and they put so much pressure on his school. He said, okay, I'll teach the lie. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying like he weak.
Right.
I'm just saying the force of the day was, hey, man, do you like your lifestyle? Do you like your two cherry at home?
Right.
Are you digging this two cherry? Because you're going to keep playing around.
You like that two? Chariot right there. You like your two Ben Hur.
Right. Right. We'll snatch this up. So I'm just saying, you know, but you would think that religion wants you to question when they're trying to get you in.
Yeah.
Because they'll come to your house, or you'll come to them, they'll sit you down, and they're going to hit you with, have you ever wondered this? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever thought about this? They hit you. As soon as you buy in, question time is over. Now you got to do what we say.
The army?
Not like the army, no.
I don't know. Hey, they tell you, man, you do this, and you be able to do that, and then when you in, they treat you all types of wrong. So I don't know. I just ask out of general curiosity. But, I mean, here's my thing, right? You're pretty outspoken, you know, wild type individual. Could you have been a preacher? I'm just asking. If do you feel as if you could? Is the reason why I'm asking this, though? So that's just
no. I don't think I could ever be I could have ever been a preacher. But it's amazing because when I got out the military, like you ever seen the end of the Flintstones when he puts the cat out and he gets locked out and he's beat, you know. I swear I was at Moss number 2.
Just banging.
Banging on the door like, hey,
yeah.
As soon as I got out the military, I'm ready. And it was not meant to be. It was weird. They would take my information down. Never call. I would bring other people. They would call the other people. Like, no, not you. It's just like something would always happen to my information. Till I realized that, first off, most of the stuff I know already, and some stuff I know they don't know, and they not trying to hear it. So, I love brothers and sisters in the nation. I really do, but it wasn't for me. Once I realized that, I knew that it all happened for a reason. So I was cool. So,
okay,
I got much respect, and I love Minister Farrakhan.
You do.
But it's not, but the Nation of Islam is not for me. That it's not.
Though y'all share similar.
Yeah, of course. I mean, truth is truth. I believe, I mean, I can sit down with, look, I've invited Jehovah's Witnesses in, and it's some points that you're going to all, you know, agree on, like, boom, certain stuff, some principles. When you talk principles, religion can unite.
Indeed. Yes,
when you talk principles, the principles around religions can unite. And if you talk principles, everybody can come to one accord and pull together. But it ain't about the principles.
No, it is.
You know, it's about the name and the label. When you get in the labels, it all gets divided up again.
And that's
no religion. There's no religion. Islam, Buddhist, Judaism, Judaism.
Oh, I was about to say Judaism.
Whatever. If you talk about feeding the poor, everybody's gonna be on point.
Indeed.
So you talk about the labels and who gets fed, then we gonna have problems. Labels divide, principles unite.
Yeah, I believe. Like I said, I agree with that. But see, here's the thing. That's my main issue. Why I personally don't believe a structured religion. For the simple fact is, you got religions that will tell you you can't talk to him.
Exactly.
But these people are cool, and I feel like that's not cool. That's
right.
Not fair. Because what if whoever you having me associate with is an ass? And I mean, and I'm just being 100, is a total ass. I don't want to associate myself with people who look down. Like, you know, it's cool. Hey, man, you know, I don't want to say you're a bum, but hey, man, come on, man. Get it together, Grouch.
Right.
But I don't want to
818-514-1202.
I don't want to look down on people because my religion says, hey, man, the more money you have, the better you are to people. Or the
certain,
more you are
right,
above
certain
people.
Religions.
Like,
and the messed up part is, this is the messed up part. All those labels, they'll start from the point of the story of the Good Samaritan,
mm-hmm.
when they tell these stories. And the dude who got his head bashed in is one thing. The Good Samaritan helped the dude out. Put him up, lodged him, came back. Hey, is he all right? Here, let me pay for some more room, another piece of the room for him, get him straight.
Right.
But they never tell you what religion the Good Samaritan was because it didn't matter.
It
was the act.
Right, and that's my thing. It shouldn't matter, though. It shouldn't matter if a man is shot laying on the ground bleeding, if you're coming to help him, I don't think you're going to say, hey, I you because you're a Christian, or I can't help you because you're a Jew, or I can't help you because you're a Buddhist. If he's shot and he's bleeding, you get the phone, hey, 911, somebody shot and they're bleeding.
Right. I know.
Yeah. So that's the thing that bothers me about following man of God. You need to follow your conscience. That's what I would say. Follow your conscience. Follow your principles.
Yeah.
Follow what you believe in.
Yep.
Right.
And when your pastor sit there and say, no, we're not baptizing little Joey, his mama's a heathen, you should have some questions with that.
But
when the pastor say, no, I'm not marrying this black man and this white woman here in this church, that's wrong, you shouldn't be. This is a time when you're supposed to stand up and question that. You should question it.
I agree.
You should, and now you're finding, if you question it, now you're finding out, is this place really for you? And if it's not for you, it's not for you.
But then again, you got people who have been trained and brainwashed for so long that all they know is that church, and all they know are the rules of that. A guy was telling, I was talking to a guy about this show about 2 weeks back, you know, before when we was talking about doing it. And he said, man, it was one time this dude, his sister, had got pregnant.
Right.
And, you know, the church or whatever, but they were one of them churches that strict. Women can't wear pants type strict, right? And the dude said that his sister had to get in front of the church and apologize to the church being pregnant. No joke. Like, this is what he told me. Don't know how true it is, but
yeah,
he did say that. So I'm thinking to myself, and he said, you know, he was brought up in the same church, and he was like, he loved this church, but he was like, no, that's wrong. She should not have to apologize to none of y'all because y'all
throwing,
don't have
that's just throwing the stone.
Right. But and it's not just that, but he was like, y'all are judging her. If God will judge her for what she did, and if none of y'all have done the wrong, then y'all can judge it. You know, he without sin type of thing.
Yeah,
right?
I want to hear that either, because as she was up there apologizing, Mrs. Jenkins had felt my booty when I was cutting the grass the other day.
Little Ike got his booty felt.
Little Ike got his booty felt, and the pastor was going around to Mrs. Johnson's house around the corner putting his praying hands. Look, everybody got a dark side, and everybody got dirt, period. Period.
Indeed.
Period. So her getting up there, popped on, oh, hey, you know what? Let's try to get your life back on track, and let's not make the same mistake twice.
Yes, absolutely.
But and,
see, that's my thing. If the girl got there to apologize, which the brother said she didn't want to do, which I felt like that's humiliating. Like,
exactly.
Why would you humiliate
exactly.
that girl?
And it
like
wasn't.
That?
And the point of the apology wasn't anything heartfelt. It was, I want to shame you, and I want to make myself feel better.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't. If you didn't break into my blazer, you don't have to apologize to me.
That's what I'm
if
saying.
If you broke into a blazer and said, "Man, I've stole, I'm messed up, and I need help," it's my job to try to help you or to point you in the direction to get you help. Not, well, first off, you need to apologize to me for breaking into his blazer down the street. No. Let's get you straight. Let's clean you up.
Right.
And when you cleaned yourself up and you walking upright and got your dignity, then you'll go back and knock on the door and say, hey, man, you know, 2 years ago you had got your blazer broken into. That was me, sir. I apologize. I was whacked out on drugs, and I'm cleaning myself up.
Right.
I want to apologize to you for breaking into your blazer. Here's the money for the windshield you had to replace, the window you had to replace.
Right,
that's dignity. Whether you say that was you, f you, your point.
No, it's not.
Not right. Not get up in front of a bunch of people. I had sex
with hat in hand,
like all y'all do. And I got pregnant, like all y'all do. But I wasn't married.
It was a grandmother's church. The preacher said, hey, this is how we're conducting it. And I just, like, when he told me the story, I kept asking more questions, like, well, why did she have to do that? And he told me why. And then another question came up about, I asked another question about, well, what did the church say? Who made her do it? And the more, like me, I tend to want to make logic out of a situation. So
right.
When I do this, I'm asking the question like, okay, that does, like when I was reading the Chris Brown story, it didn't make sense.
Well, as you asking these, I want to hear the questions.
Okay.
I want to hear what he said to you that didn't make sense, number one.
Okay.
And two, when we come back from this break, we'll get back into that. You can give a Bears update. And then we'll round this topic all the way out. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, get from my face before you get bust quickly. The hymn, the hymn. I'm tripping in a mix because I'm gifted like December 25th. And let me flip, I'm all knowing. Bridging syllables, bro. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Overthrowing a car, big up, bro. I got styles and the planet got women. I got as many problems as many styles of women. Don't let them come out on that ass, start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted, acting ill and fixing. Picking the victim at random. Slamming them, tracking to the station.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you looking for a fast-paced career that makes the most of your talent?
while giving you valuable training for the future? Arachnid, the world's fifth largest evil organization, is looking for committed, energetic associates to join its team of security specialists. No experience is necessary. Positions are available in many of the following areas. Don't miss your chance to become part of an organization that's changing the world.
Arachnid helped pay for college. Arachnid gave me a jump start on my career.
Arachnid helped me make bail.
Arachnid. Strength, sacrifice, strongness.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. We're talking about, are you following man of God? And yeah, Dead Shepherd has entered the empty chat room, and he said, what the hell? Why is this room empty? It's called Bears Packers, man. It's big around here.
Around these parts.
It's big around these parts. But we're glad to see you here, man. Appreciate you.
You got a call?
Let's go to the caller. Okay, cool. 706, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's up, man? It's Moby, man. What up, man?
What? Oh, Moby. What's happening, man?
What's happening?
Go ahead.
Just won a championship. I'm sorry, my bad. I was saying I just won a championship with my kids yesterday, football. So, feeling good. Back-to-back champions.
Congratulate.
Big back.
So what are y'all talking about? What am I missing? What's up?
About, are you following Anna Guy? Are you scared to question your pastor? Are you scared to stand up and question any religious
people? I'm not scared to do it, but I mean, why say anything that you can't change? You know what I'm saying? The church is gonna be the church. And they're not gonna change their ways. So they've been doing it this long, it's been working for them, so why would they stop?
I hear you, and thank you for the call. I'll put it like this. Catholic Church, a lot of religious organizations, a lot of countries was deep into slavery. People started questioning that and kept fighting against that, and eventually it changed. I was talking about Galileo earlier, who said, hey, wait a minute. No, the planets don't revolve around the earth, and the earth is not the center of the solar system. The sun actually is. And they tried to shut it, or they did shut him down, and they did shut him up. But eventually, that truth made its way to the light, and they had to, the Catholic Church had to say, you know what, wow, we was really, really wrong about that. Our bad. There's people right now who butt heads with the Catholic Church to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with abortion. You shouldn't interfere with a woman's right to choose. Or all these rules you have around women not being able to be pastors or ministers is wrong. And because of that agitation, you're starting to see a shakeup in the church finally. If those people didn't say, hey, you should not be riding our children like that. You shouldn't be screwing the kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
None of all of these allegations would ever came to light. So what you feel like, change ain't going to come overnight. Change is a long, hard process in which you fight for. So you got to give it time and an idea and truth takes time to germinate.
True. And to go back to what something that you were saying about, you know, about the preachers, I don't feel like it's fair that a lot of times in these churches, we had did a story a long time ago where this dude was forcing, not that he forced, but what was that? Just had it in my brain and I just lost it that fast. We'll go take it another way. These Catholic priests that was out here, you know, getting the kids. And, no,
right.
That was it. Remember? the show we did where the preacher was a registered sex offender.
Yes.
And they made a rule
in the church to put the kids out of the church so the
pastor can preach.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's cool with y'all. Like,
right.
Y'all say, okay, oh, no, sorry, you can't come to church today. I love my pastor who likes fondling kids so much.
That we're going to put the kids out
you can't
in order not to tempt him.
Right. And that blew me like to a point. And people would still go to this church following man. Like,
there you
I
go.
Don't care how good a preacher is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't care. When he gets to prophesizing, I don't care if it comes true 100% of the time.
When you blew in that little boy's booty hole, you crossed the line. That's it. No more. And you would constitute, or you would figure a way to, I'll be damned if Pastor Grab Your Son is not preaching day. That's not happening.
He does it so well.
That
exposes the congregation. All right. That exposes the congregation for being phony.
Exactly.
Because you wasn't looking for the word or truth. You were looking to be entertained. And the reason he preached so well is because it was entertaining to you.
Absolutely. And that's the issue. You would sit up there and let this man who, now here's crazy. He fondles the kid. What? The guy down the street does the exact same thing.
Get him.
Though if a guy comes to your door, hey, I'm a registered sex offender. I'm not into that. I'm letting you know. Get off my property.
Right.
Is what you're going to say to the dude, and don't look at the son. But I'd be damned if Pastor, what's in your son's drawers, ain't over there looking for your kid.
Because when he gets to pastoring, it's so good.
That I can't contain myself.
It's so good.
It's just.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
It's a question. 818-514-1202. You sitting in your church, and you might be in one of them churches where people get the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great and wonderful, I guess. But have you ever questioned that? Everybody who catches the Holy Ghost, how do you know if it's genuine or they just clowning?
You don't know. And I believe a lot of that is attention. I'm not going to lie.
Ones who swing the purse. Swinging the purse all the time. And you get to the point where you don't keep money or anything that can fly out of the purse in the purse because you know you're going to get the Holy Ghost.
It's your Holy Ghost purse.
Right. Once you start preparing actual gear to be prepared to get the Holy Ghost, kind of makes me wonder.
Dude, when they got names for the Holy Ghost dance that you do, Yeah, they got names for the Holy Ghost dance.
Oh, she's doing the stanky leg. The Baker's doing the stanky leg.
Oh, Sister Baker's catching apples. Like, it's just...
She's doing the crab walk.
And then you have people who would be in the pew. And this is how I knew when I was church one day. No joke. Long time ago. And I was one of them dudes. I used to love to see people catch it. Because I was down for a good laugh. The most was when the people in the choir caught it in the middle of the song and everybody tackles her. It's the funniest thing to me. So I'm in church. It was this one lady, Sister James. Never forget her. Sister James had to be a percolating champion back in her day. She had to be... wanted the whole church to know that she used to be a percolating champion back in her day. She would get it, but what she would do is she'd be in a pew. She knew She sat always at that aisle seat where I'm close to the aisle. She would walk down the aisle to get to the front of the church and then catch the Holy Ghost so everybody could see that she's nice with it. Like, everybody.
Just slowly get up to the front.
Yeah, and clap.
All right.
Everybody's
here we go.
Looking.
Time for the percolator. Time for the percolator.
Wow. Now, Sister James was all of 67, 70-ish, but she had that back pop stroke going. That's her Holy Ghost. Like, and I'm looking, I'm watching these people, and I'm looking, nobody saw her walk to the front of the church, right?
To get in front. Because you can't see me do the trick with the leg from the back. Just saying. All right, we going in. Des Shepherd, what's up, man? You on with the Truth Brothers. What's going on, dude?
Hey, fellas, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If you're in sales, how do you get people to spend their money? What do you appeal to in them?
Their need.
You appeal to their emotions. You don't appeal to their intellect, because if you appeal to their intellect, they're not going to make a purchasing decision. It's the same thing in the church. If you want people to open up their wallets, you got to stir up their emotions. And what the church has done is it's lied to people for centuries and said that that's God moving through that room, and it's all bullshit. You know it is.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Hey.
All of it. It's theater. It's nothing but theater. And it's sad because we're incredibly intelligent human beings, and we've been brainwashed for so many hundreds of years that we don't even have the ability to even recognize it for what it is anymore.
Wow. Now, see, I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and I'm going to bring you back in a second. What he just said was true. They play emotion. And he was like, if you were selling a car or something.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. When I'm selling a Camaro, yeah, I get on emotions. Look at the rims, dog. Look at the leather. Mm-hmm. If I'm selling a hybrid, I appeal to your intelligence. Look at how much this is going to save you.
Right.
This car gets so much to the gallon. This car is economic. They appeal to your intellect to sell you
something. A smart
car.
The smart car, the Volt.
The Volt. Every commercial appeal to your intellect. Wait a minute. You're telling me that this car uses gasoline and electricity? So what happens if I run out of electricity? You just flip this switch and it'll go to gas and you can keep going. It'll extend your drive and they'll show you the gas mileage. Mm-hmm. They don't show you the gas mileage on a VET. That's irrelevant.
That ain't important.
You're getting a VET for emotion.
Yeah.
You're not getting a VET for intelligence.
True.
So there are churches who try to appeal to your intelligence.
But it has to fail.
They don't pull in what the mega churches do. But there are churches who will sit there and rather hit you with proof and make you think.
But see, that's the thing is, I don't believe in that. You're still on hold, man. Just stay there because I know you got something to say.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When you appealing to them mega churches or whatever, I don't think they go in to a point where they're constantly giving you, beat you over the head with what's going in over their Bible. If they're a smart mega church, which I think that's oxymoronic to have a smart mega church. My thing is, I believe a lot of times, like what Des Shepherd said, everything's based on fear. You want to get to this place that's supposed to be there when you die. You want to get here. You want to get here. Only way to do this is do this and be like that, blah, blah,
right.
blah. That whole BS of that, it's not, it just doesn't make sense.
True. But see, now you look at like Minister Farrakhan.
Uh-huh.
Now, Minister Farrakhan draws big.
Yes.
Draws very big.
United in the big.
And when he gives you something, A, he's going to take it, and he's going to apply it to what's going on today. He's going to talk about current event and a lot of politics, and then he'll take some scriptures from the Bible, some scriptures from the Quran, and try to make it relevant to
it's still teaching you how to think, not what to think.
Mm.
That's the thing.
Gotcha.
He gives you something that's, okay, cool. I'll give it to you and let you marinate on that. And that's what he does.
He'll tell you, think on that, brother.
Exactly.
And just,
that's what I'm saying. Just think.
Think.
That's it.
Right.
But how many times have you been to Creflo Dollar, Liberty, whatever these first mega baptists,
yep.
and
get
they
em.
Say,
hit them.
What it is.
They get them. Me and Pastor Liberty butted heads in a digital pancake back in 94.
Yeah.
Back in 95, I'm sorry. Because just before the Million Man March, me and cause I used to date someone who family used to go there. Okay. And he seen her talking with her and then said something to me. And I had a Million Man March button on. Uh-huh. And bam, we got it. And I had to shut him down.
But see, that's
I had to
thing.
Shut him down.
The thing is, and you went in, and everybody in there who thought that you was, and probably,
and
I don't know.
Everybody thought I was being rude
exactly.
to him.
Exactly, and I figured that.
By slapping him around with some truth.
But see,
I said, because he went right in on Farrakhan. I say, it's amazing. I say, if Farrakhan is so bad, I don't remember the government liking Jesus, and the government don't like Farrakhan. But the government sure seemed to love you. I wonder what side are you really on? Think on that. Put that shepherd back on.
There you go.
You back on, man.
Hey, I'll answer your question for me. Do I follow man or God? There's only one man that I follow, and that man's name is Dead Shepherd Greg. I follow myself. I follow my rational mind. Now, does that mean that God does not exist? Absolutely, God exists. But here's the problem. We have forgotten that we are the compass or the instrument. We may not be the magnetism that powers the needle, but we are definitely the compass nonetheless. And stupid is as stupid does. I have no pity or sorrow feelings for people who are living in organized religion and wondering why, if they even feel empty, why they're broke, why they feel empty, and why they're seeing all of this craziness going on around them. And I'm not saying that that's in every church. And I agree with you. There are churches that make you think. But this thing of organized religion, and there's only one way. There's one heaven. There's one way to get in. There's one experience that you have when you die. It's complete bullshit. It's a lie that's been sold for centuries. And I'm talking to a lot of Christians here lately that are starting to wake up. It doesn't mean I converted them or changed their minds. They're just coming to a place where they say, you know what? None of this makes any sense to me anymore. There has to be something else. God is not so narrow-minded that he or it or they showed up 2,000 years ago and taught the only most important lesson man will ever learn and said, you either get it or you're screwed. I don't buy that shit. I don't buy it.
There you go. And there you go. Greek, agree with him 100%.
I totally agree.
100% on point.
But see, that, and I totally ride with that. I just don't. And here's the thing. One person told me something that I hated the fact that this person in particular told me this. Told me, you don't discuss religion and politics. And I felt like that was wrong to tell somebody that.
Two things that have the biggest impact on your life.
Exactly. I had in my brain, I'm saying this, like, that doesn't make sense. And that's crazy because me being who I am, I always say, okay, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And if you're telling me not to discuss, especially religion, you're telling me to go to your church and don't talk to the pastor about it. Just listen to what he tells you. Shut up and live your life how he tells you to.
How he tells you.
Not how what you think is best. Do what you think this pastor is best. But then when you're that same pastor that you're following get caught with that 16-year-old girl, this PT Cruiser, you want to say, well, I don't follow the man. Then why are you telling me to do what that man did? Because if I would have did what that man did, you look at me weird.
There
but
you go.
Just the fact that that man did it, it's okay, let's discuss this. It's no principle
there you
behind
go.
What you're doing.
There you go. And I'm going to put Dead Shepherd back on. I just want to drop this on everybody. 818-514-1202. Look, this is what I've learned. You can take it or shake it. That's why we're saying that. And definitely don't follow me. Follow us for the show.
Oh, yeah.
But don't follow us for
be
religious
everywhere.
Purposes. Follow us for the show because we try to make you think
Instagram,
and make you laugh.
Twitter, Facebook.
Exactly. But consciousness. Mm-hmm. More you come into consciousness, the stronger God grows within you. Simple as that. If God is the most intelligent being in the universe, and people love to quote about intelligent design, and God so-called created the world using intelligent design, and therefore he was the most intelligent being in the universe, and you are made in God's image. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? You are one of the weakest organisms on the planet. you are just covered with skin, which means if I take all your clothes and your heat away, you have to be under one particular climate in order to survive. How did you come to be all over the planet? How did you come to be so diversified? Because diversity is life. The more diverse you are, the quicker you are able to adapt to a situation, the stronger you will survive.
Mm-hmm.
You were given two things. You were given that thing between your ears, and you was given a thumb. And look at what you've done with that, and you don't believe God is consciousness? You don't believe intelligence has anything to do with you getting closer to God instead of reading out of a book or listening to a preacher? You need to think about
and
that.
And to add on to that real quick, even if that's the case, even if you don't believe that, there's options. Put he, the being, whatever, put things out there for you to explore. There's a Bible. There's also a Quran. There's all type of books for you to just research your own thing, find your own path. But you can't read one book and say, this is it.
Yeah, everybody's wrong. I never read it, but they're wrong.
Exactly.
But
like, that goes for anybody who's simply just read the Quran and say, well, that's life.
I've read the Bhagavad Gita. I'm done. Great. And here's the crazy part. They keep telling you about the Tower of Babel and all of that. You've got satellites in Earth's atmosphere, Earth's outer atmosphere. You've got two telescopes in space,
Hubble,
taking pictures of the universe. This God that you, the Shazam God, the mystery God that you like so much, how come he ain't struck those two satellites out of the sky? Because he wants you to study the universe. What is the universe? Uni means one. Verse, statement. The universe is the one statement. That's the book you should be trying to study.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be learning. But that's enough for that. I'm putting my man, Des Shepherd, back on. Go get him, man. What you got to say?
I got one last comment. This came into my mind here in the last couple of days. You occasionally will hear about in the church, they try to teach their people that Christians are persecuted. And that is complete bullshit. People stumble over themselves to get out of Christians' way because it's politically incorrect to question these people. There is no such thing as Christian persecution. If you live in the United States of America, you're living a life of luxury in your religion because your religion is powerful. There's a lot of money and politics in it, just like any other organized religion. So don't be talking about Christians being persecuted. The reason why they're teaching you that is this, is they want you to think that, well, if people are attacking us, we must be teaching the truth. And then they teach you to defend your truth. Truth does not need to be defended. It stands on its own of its own accord. And you need to think about that.
Yeah.
Thanks
a lot, man, for tuning in. And we appreciate that for real.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, you got it. And I like what he said about America and the life of luxury, because next week we will be getting into what does poverty look like in America.
Absolutely. And that just, I mean, the last statement he made, man, is just, it's so dead on to a point where he just, it's like, what else needs to be said behind that? Truth does not have to be defended at all. It's the truth that there's nothing more that can be said. See,
real
go ahead.
Elijah Muhammad told Malcolm X when he made him the national director, you know what I'm saying, national spokesman for the nation.
The mouthpiece.
Right. He made him the mouthpiece, and he asked him, hey, how will I know if what I'm saying is right? Well, you know what I'm saying? He said, look. He said, he took two glasses of water. He put ink in one glass. This was in the movie, but that's one thing that actually happened. And he stirred up the water. He said, here, take a drink. He wouldn't drink from the dirty glass. He'd take a drink. He said, you don't have to condemn the dirty glass.
Right.
In order to bring people to the light, all you got to do is put a clean glass next to it and let people use their damn brains.
And that's just common. It's called common sense.
And when you hear people arguing against common sense, you need to think about it. Look, there's nothing wrong with health care. the fact that you have to come on a show and tell people there's nothing wrong with health care tells you something. There is nothing wrong. I got health care. I got a nice health care plan. I want my brother over there to have a nice health care plan. I want that shepherd. That shepherd having a nice health care plan don't affect me
at all.
But, man, I like to see, we got other people in the queue. I would like to see y'all with a nice health care plan. I would hate to think that you would have a baby with Down syndrome and nobody would give you insurance to help you take care of your baby. It's not affecting me. But just saying.
That's the concept. That's a principle. In you.
Right. That's the principle.
And, see, that goes to, see, it's so easy a caveman should understand it. Like, it doesn't make sense. Why would you consistently worry about all right, this is my thing. A lot of times people believe that, and, you know, people who believe that anybody who does not believe in God, they're evil. That's not necessarily true. You know, it's not necessarily true. You got civil rights activists who were atheists, believe it or not. Anybody who
Abe Randolph
was an atheist. Yes, he was. And a civil rights activist.
The backbone of the civil rights activist.
Who stood next to Martin Luther King. People marched with him and
all. The March on Washington was his idea.
Nobody knows that. Okay. You got people who say that atheists can't care for people. Okay. Warren Buffett, solidified atheist, will tell you in the door, donated billions to charity that he don't have to, because when you got Warren Buffett's money, you're above law, which means if they went out to Buffett, let's be
right.
Real, if they
he
went
gets
out
pulled to, over, hey, no one talks to the Buffett.
Nobody, hey, I don't like people to hand me things. That's Warren Buffett.
Yes, sir.
So it's not like Buffett don't know people in the right places, but he still donated billions to charities. Another dude, Zuckerberg, y'all love your Facebook.
That shepherd say he bailed out Bank of America.
Exactly.
That's true, he did. $6 to $7 billion.
Yes.
And that was just so he could use their asses later for whatever the hell he needs.
Oh, that's deep.
He said cash, yes.
Straight cash.
We sending the trucks to you now.
Right. So, again, people, the next one. You get, what's his name? Like I was saying, Zuckerberg. You love your Facebook. Everybody's on you. They're on there. You got
love
trillions,
the face.
Trillions of people on Facebook. Zuckerberg, known atheist. Tell
but
you
God
must
door, have hated him. He cursed him with money.
Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars because he's blessed and highly favored. Yet still, we're going to get into that. Like Zuckerberg donated millions of dollars. Even bailed out. Even had donated. Believe it or not. So, there you go. Follow man. I follow myself. I follow conscious guys in me.
There you go. All right. That's a great show. Thank you, Dead Shepherd. Thanks, Moby. Tune in next week when we will be getting to what does poverty look like in America. Poverty here is different than poverty in other places in the world.
Where flies are.
There you go. We're going to get into that. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bears are.
Yeah. Let's go Bears.
Let's hope that holds up.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. You're not listening to the Truth Brothers.
Then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers. Go Bears.